ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The National Association of Realtors has agreed to a $418 million settlement to lawsuits which claim homeowners have been unfairly forced to pay inflated commissions to agents, sometimes costing buyers thousands of dollars. A federal judge will have the final say. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis and her team are in. Nathan Wade is out. A judge ruling that she or the prosecutor she hired must step aside for the Georgia election interference trial against former President Trump and more than a dozen co-defendants to continue.
This is the route that is going to let them move forward with the prosecution of Donald Trump as quick as possible. You know, possibility of an appeal aside, efforts to appeal set aside. This means that the case will move forward essentially effective immediately.
ABC reporter Olivia Rubin. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse Donald Trump or vote for him, but says he can't vote for President Biden either. This is ABC News. The Brooklyn DA's office says no criminal charges will be filed against a man who shot another man during a fight on a New York City subway train.
The gun used in Thursday's shooting on a New York City subway train was brought in by the victim, say police, who entered the system through an exit door. NYPD Deputy Commissioner Kaz Daughtry Friday says stopping fare evasion is key to stopping subway crime.
If you want to keep the system safe, the first thing you got to do is keep bad people out the system who don't pay.
Police saying they'll show empathy toward turnstile jumpers who don't have the means to pay, but will arrest those found with warrants or weapons. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
One of the world's most popular fast food chains was slowed down significantly for a while today. McDonald's is now apologizing to customers after what it calls a global technology outage forced some restaurants around the world to close for hours, left others with nothing but able to pay for able but cash payments to accept. They say it was a third-party technology provider. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Do you think most girls love diamonds?
So like a sparkly ring? Absolutely.
No, silly. I mean, the love for a baseball diamond. And listening to the Milwaukee Brewers games on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
We've got you covered. Every pitch, every hit.
Swing and a drive to right and deep.
And every win.
On your local Civic Media radio station, News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Kind of like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey.
This is
so
why
I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's 2024 in Worthington, Minnesota.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Catholic charity has to pay state unemployment taxes because its on-the-ground operations are not primarily religious. That's according to a ruling yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The ruling regards the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior. The organization's lawyers say they plan to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. A bill to let more kinds of businesses own electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin awaits action from the governor. Environmentalists say EV drivers could recharge at all different kinds of places.
It could be a gas station. It could be a grocery store or a restaurant.
Beata Wurzba is with Renew Wisconsin. Wisconsin would also get $78 million from Washington to build fast-charging EV stations every 50 miles. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Badgers beat the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin was neck and neck with Northwestern, then pulled away, not only on offense, but defense, too.
Dewey off a high screen from Hunger. Works off another high screen, picked up by Crown the switch. Inside feed for Hunger, picked off by Wall. 1 minute to play, 70-59, Wisconsin.
And this team is finding a little mojo, Matt. They're finding a little mojo. mojo right now.
Badgers fans on their feet.
Badgers Radio Network. Wisconsin went on to win 70-61. Stephen Kral had 19 points, but says he got some help.
Not only me knocking shots down, I think everyone's got some. AJ's pulling deep threes. Max, John's been unbelievable. So just getting that lid off the rim early really helps us and gets all of our confidence going.
Up next, the Badgers face the number one seed, Purdue. Tip-off time Saturday at noon. Marquette advanced in the Big East tournament. They beat Villanova last night in a thriller that went into overtime. The final 71-65. They're playing Providence tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and becoming breezy, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and colder on Sunday, still kind of breezy, highs upper 30s. Currently 54 degrees.
From the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Consider the night lit. We are ready to light it here. Glad you're with me. TGI Nightlight. We are officially underway. This is so much fun. We got a great show tonight. Welcome, welcome. Conrad is here too. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I always feel better when Conrad's here. He's never left. It's my fear of abandonment, I guess, I've dealt with my whole life. I haven't really, but it worked when I said it regarding Conrad. So he's ready to take your texts. We've got a lot of show tonight. It's so great to spend this Friday night together with potentially 5 to 6 million of my closest friends over the state of Wisconsin. We're broadcasting statewide from WGBW here at City Deck Landing in beautiful downtown Green Bay. And I need a new salad. Conrad, you know, I've been getting the same salad since we launched the show. I bet if we've done 50 shows, I've had that salad 45 times.
Yeah, I think it's time you venture out on something new. I think it's
time I grab a Big Mac or something.
Maybe not a big, maybe just a different salad.
Right, maybe. I keep tweaking it. They're just going to start calling it the, oh no, here comes that guy again salad. I started with something and I keep tweaking it and editing it. And now it's just kind of my own, but maybe we'll have it. We'll see if they want to name it the Nightlight Salad. Maybe we could do that.
There you go.
I know Christy was trying to get a drink named after the show. And I wonder if I dropped the ball on that. I thought I gave her a suggestion, but might have missed the boat. It's great to be doing the show tonight. It's a beautiful night. We are barreling towards the weekend here. Has some fun guests tonight. Joe Furlow joins us. I always want to say the Grand Oshkosh. And that's what it is. Okay. The Grand Oshkosh. I want to say the Oshkosh Grand, actually, but it's actually called the Grand Oshkosh. Joe is the director. He books all the fun shows at the Grand Oshkosh. He will be here to discuss what they have coming up at 7:35. Then at 8 o'clock, former wrestling ring announcer and big-time wrestling fan and Civic Media employee, Rich Locasio, stops by. Rich was on, I don't know, maybe early in January. We had a fun time. Remember, he announced me, right, as a wrestling candidate.
Yeah, yeah, right. He did.
We need to figure something out. We need a better thing that he can record for us that we can use in promos. I need a better wrestling nickname. If you have one, feel free to share it with us. How do you want Rich Locasio to announce me tonight? I think it was Pete, the punching bag.
It was, yes.
which you can't even really punch in wrestling. Oh, it's pro. It's quote pro end quote wrestling. So you can punch. Well, we'll have to think of something new. I need a good wrestling nickname before Rich gets here at 8 o'clock. Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Don't think for a minute, folks, I will cower or back down from anyone once I get in the ring. Because if it ever gets that far, I will be too drunk and on many chemicals before I wrestle as a grown man against a huge, sweaty, hairless dude. Not going to happen. So I need a good nickname. It'll be fun to talk to Rich again. And then at 8:35, Michael Nielsen will be here. He is a Wisconsin filmmaker, Madison-based. I've actually interviewed Michael before on public television years and years ago. He made a film called Last Day at Lambeau that screened on PBS. And it'll be good to reconnect with Michael. I know he's got several. He did, Michael Nielsen did a documentary about that pulp vat murder here in Green Bay. That happened, I want to say in the 90s, but we'll get Michael's take on this. It's called Beyond Human Nature, and I'll let you guys know where you can see it. We'll talk to him about his process, what made him find the project, all those fun questions. He'll be a good guest, and Michael's here at 8:35. So those are our guests tonight. Three guests. I don't know how we're going to do it, and we got a lot to talk about. There's some birthdays today we got to get through. Hey, Conrad, there's an influencer called Dirk Slurp. And for the life of me, I click on the page because I'm like, well, where did that name come from? They don't really tell you. He's 23 today. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Dirk Slurp. And on the page where they say like what he did or what he's famous for, it says interacts often with, and then they just give the name of another influencer. But it still doesn't say what they do. I'm perplexed by the term influencer because it's so vague. It's Eva Longoria's birthday. I know what Eva Longoria does. She's an actress. Brett Michaels, he's a singer. 61 today. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court. Dee Snider, rock and roll star, 69 today. I don't know what an influencer. They make silly videos. And if you're an influencer, more power to you. I am envious. I wish I had that magic touch where I could just record myself, you know, salting something or doing something weird in a bathrobe. I don't have it though. And I'm surprised, like when I look at the birthdays every day, I'm surprised that some of them are like in their 50s and 40s and 30s. Like, how did they find a niche? I don't know, man. Dirk Slurp's got it going on. He's only 23.
Do you think that name beats Lil Poopy?
If I had to pick what name I'd want, I'd go Dirk. I'd go the Slurp. Yeah, Dirk Slurp. And I don't know how they shorten that, if it's Dirk or Slurp or Dirks and then Lerp. I don't know. It's a tough one. I'd love to know where he came up with it. Let's try to get him on the show.
I'll take a memo.
Take a memo, see if we can get Dirk Slurp on the blower, and let's see what he says. Big releases this day, too. In 1977, the show Three is Company came out. This is a show, we talked about this a while back with Mike Siegel. The show launched in 1977, starred John Ritter, Joyce DeWitt, and Suzanne Somers, and Norman Fell was the landlord. And John Ritter lived with two women. It was a two-bedroom apartment. He had his own room. The girls shared a room. They had to lie to the landlord that he was gay. They had to tell the landlord he was gay to make it acceptable for him to live in the building, which launched a slew of gay jokes. I don't know how that's any more acceptable or by society standards, but back then it was. No, we can't have a guy living with two platonic roommates. We have to make him gay and make fun of him for that. Makes no sense, but that was 1977. My mom and dad, mostly my mom, would not let me watch that show because John Ritter's character, Jack Tripper, was a bit of a hound. I thought he was very funny. John Ritter was a great actor. He could do physical comedy. He had great timing. He went on later to do the show Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, but he was about the best thing about the Three's Company. The whole show was based on innuendo. Mr. Roper, played by Norman Fell, would always overhear something. They'd be making like a turkey or something, and he would overhear some guy saying, "Jack, put it in." And he would just go, "What?" It was all innuendo based. Let's come back with that music, Conrad. That was kind of a fun, theme song.
Sure.
After we take a break, we'll come back to Three's Company. Lamont dropped in 1980. That was, we just talked about this yesterday. Quincy Jones turned 90 yesterday, did the theme song for Sanford and Son. Lamont played Red Fox's son on the show Sanford and Son. They spun off a Lamont show. I remember that show. And I remember as a kid watching, I was like 10 years old or whatever, thinking, this isn't as funny as Sanford and Son. And that's bad. When you're a 10-year-old kid and you realize a show doesn't have the chops the show it was spun off from had, that's trouble. Tonight's question. Okay, so I just mentioned we got a lot of 80s hair band birthdays today. Brett Michaels is 61. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, of course, was in that 80s hair band. She was great. Played the bass. Dee Snider is 69. So Brett Michaels turns 61. He has ties to Crivitz, Marinette County. He was there this summer. Supposedly, Brett Michaels is going to go back to Crivitz next summer and do a show because his mom and his stepdad live there. Crivitz has some crazy connections to the world, to the business of show. Julius LaRosa, a Broadway star, died there about 6 or 7 years ago. I remember reading that going, what? It was kind of a convoluted way he ended up there, but it was just insane. So Brett Michaels, Dee Snider, and Bon Jovi was in the news today because he and Richie Sambora, both of whom have 80s hair. We're in the news because they're not talking anymore. Richie Sambora left during a tour in 2013, and they have not spoken since. And the picture they put, they're like in their 50s now or even 60s, and they still have 80s hair. I mean, you're putting out new albums and making iconic music. That's pretty much done. Cut the hair. Do something. So our question tonight is, what is your favorite 80s or 90s hair band song? What is your favorite 80s or 90s hair band song? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Such a fun, I don't know if the music really holds up as well as other eras, but there was some fun music in the 80s. And Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, they put out the song, "We're Not Going to Take It." And this became the anthem before we played any high school sporting event against another team. We'd crank that song like somehow we were disrespected. It's 17-year-old, small school athletes. No one's going to push us around anymore. We're not going to take it. We're tired of this disrespect when it comes to Northeastern Wisconsin sports. It's a great motivator. It worked. We rode that mediocrity until I graduated. And I got nowhere near the playing field. It was fun. Hey, fun show tonight. Joe Furlow's coming by in a little bit. When we come back, we have a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. St. Patrick's Day, Wordle. It's its 1,000th day birthday today. We'll talk about that, too. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Now you're talking.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and
that was the big conversation when I was a kid. Who do you have a crush on? Chrissy or Janet? Chrissy was kind of the bubbly blonde. Janet was the brunette, the sensible brunette. Is that an insult? I don't know. But they put up with Jack Tripper, boy. Did they ever. The show I could not watch. My mom didn't let me watch that show till I was 21. So, hey, if you're watching on the stream, Conrad, tell the good people how they can watch on the stream and what streams they can watch on.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So Facebook, we're on WGBW and the Nightlight with Petralba page, Civic Media on YouTube, and on Twitter, we're on WGBW.
That works. Don't be afraid to give us a like on any of said social media platforms. And it's very easy. You guys can text on the app too. It's so easy. You just, our show is on statewide, so you just click on any of the stations. Nightlight will start playing, and there's a little text icon. It's super easy, as they say. We got our first text of the night. The question tonight that I'm asking, given all the 80s hairband birthdays today and stuff in the news, Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, Dee Snider and Brett Michaels, what is your favorite 80s or 90s hair band song? Favorite 80s or 90s hair band song? And our guest, Rich Locasio, who's coming up at the top of the second hour, says, favorite hair band song is When I See You Smile by Bad English. Let's see if we can grab that, Conrad. Maybe bring Rich on to some Bad English. There's a lot of bad. Mostly it was bad band names. I'm sure there's a meaning behind Bad English that I don't know, but Poison, kind of obvious. Twisted Sister. I laugh, though. I do laugh. Every sporting event, the team, we would get psyched up by playing Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it. The idea that 16 and 17-year-old kids think they're disrespected. Well, first of all, you are. You're a kid. It's just the way it works. But it worked. So Wordle is, it's what, Conrad, do you do Wordle?
I used to do it. I kind of stopped doing all those. I used to do like five of those games, but Wordle was the main one. But yeah, I shied away from it.
How come?
At one point, I just stopped playing it.
Okay.
I just played it yesterday, though, because I just saw it. And I'm like, got it in three tries.
Yeah, sometimes, you know what? I could pull up my Wordle. It would sound like bragging because I'm at 99%, but about 100. I've done 550 Wordles.
Wow.
Of the 1,000. About 100 of those I did with my wife. You kind of just wake up and you're like, let's pick a word and we'll do it together. So that doesn't really count, but I still have a really good batting average. But the times I lose are when they have IGHT, and it's such a cheat. It's like sight, bite, fight, light. You know, that's how they get you. And sometimes they can get you with like a double letter. Do you do, what else do you do, Conrad? Do you do connections?
I would do, actually, there's a bunch of like sports themed Wordle games.
Okay.
And it's like guessing the player.
Now, do you do better at the sports based Wordle games than you do?
So much better. Yesterday I just randomly took a guess and got it.
Wait, on the first one?
on the second one, I guess, but it only gave me one thing. And then I was like, all right, guessed it. Two tries.
Wow. What was the word?
Well, it was a player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Justin Fields.
It was like Yount. Oh, okay. Oh, you got a bear. You got a Chicago Bear and you guessed it.
Yeah.
Wow. Got him on the second try. Nice. Yeah, I do like Wordle. Connections drives me crazy.
That one is hard.
Well, it is now. When they first started, I was like, it was just hard enough. Like, I really like doing it. I usually got it. But now it's nonsense. And you know what? They made that beta. That was a test run. And I think they wanted to make that, like, you had to get a New York Times subscription. Then they realized people started to hate it. And they were like, okay, well, you could just have it for free. Because nobody likes this anymore.
There's one called Foodle, which is...
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You just guess any food and then...
That's great.
It has to be five letters, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Foodle's good. There's one called Worldle.
Yep, I've played that one as well.
Yeah. That one's tough.
The hardest one is the where you have to guess an equation.
What's that one called?
I think it's called Nerdle. And it's math. Never have gotten one right on there.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. Do you do the mini crossword?
No, I basically just play the sports ones every day, but...
You gotta broaden your horizons a little
bit. Yeah.
Maybe do the musical theater one, just to make yourself well-rounded. You're gonna meet somebody, and here's what I think we could do. Project Conrad. I'm a married guy.
Okay.
So I get excited when I see a young single guy, not in the way you'd think I would, but I would love to help you. I see a sitcom here.
Okay.
So have you met many girls since you moved to Green Bay?
Not much.
Okay. Right now, what I'm hearing, and this is just a free consultation, it's too much sports. Unless you meet a volleyball player or a softball player, you know, that'll work out great. And maybe that's what you want. Then you don't have to do anything else, you know. I'm teasing. But it is tough. I like to think I would do well at sports. But like some of the baseball stuff, I don't think I would get in recent years. Even NBA, I haven't followed as much. When you get older, your time, it's like, well, I got to pick one thing to follow when it's the NFL.
Yeah. I kind of shied away from MLB a little bit. I just mainly follow the Brewers. But NBA and NFL, I followed the whole thing.
Yeah. And that's fine. Like, when you learn a lot when a team plays your team. Even if you only follow one team, at least you pick up things because you see their games or read about them or whatever, and you kind of know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in baseball right now. Is it the World Series yet?
Spring training.
That was close. The other one I like is the spelling bee. That's a good one too. But I don't pay for it, so I just keep going and they let me go. Some days they'll let me guess like 12 words and then they'll take me to the site where they want me to pay. And some days it's like one word. I'm like, oh, thanks.
I hate those games where like you play like one thing. And then there's an ad. It's like 30 seconds. So like, well, I'm closing the game now.
Right, right. Yeah,
you lost me there.
Right. What do you guys think of Wordle? Let us know. You can chime in on anything I'm talking about here. St. Patrick's Day, what are your plans? Let us know. I'll read it one more time. 855-752-CIVIC. No, 75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC or text us on the stream. I got to pull up the stream here, buddy. It's not on for some reason. I got like a Google search. And I'll be honest, I rarely just randomly search Google stuff when I'm on the air. It does not make for good radio. Joe Furlow is coming up next. That'll be fun. He's from Oshkosh. He's going to tell us everything that's going on at the Grand Oshkosh. And that's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can't find the light.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The National Association of Realtors has agreed to a $418 million settlement to lawsuits which claim homeowners have been unfairly forced to pay inflated commissions to agents, sometimes costing buyers thousands of dollars. A federal judge will have the final say. Fulton County DA Fani Willis and her team are in. Nathan Wade is out. A judge ruling that she or the prosecutor she hired must step aside for the Georgia election interference trial against former President Trump and more than a dozen co-defendants to continue.
This is the route that is going to let them move forward with the prosecution of Donald Trump as quick as possible. You know, possibility of an appeal aside, efforts to appeal set aside, this means that the case will move forward, essentially effective immediately.
ABC reporter Olivia Rubin, former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse Donald Trump or vote for him, but says he can't vote for President Biden either. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest member, Wisconsin's Utility Regulating Agency, runs an organization that represents utility regulators in more than a dozen Midwestern states. Marcus Hawks replaces Tyler Huebner. State Senate Republicans fired Huebner in January. Senate Republicans have fired 21 of Governor Evers' appointees since he took office in 2019. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and becoming breezy, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and colder on Sunday, still kind of breezy, highs upper 30s. Currently 54 degrees.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
great to have you with me. A Friday night version of Nightlight. Some big wins today that affect all of us here in Wisconsin, and even more so in Northeast Wisconsin. First of all, the Badgers won today. They beat Northwestern. And as I understand, it was a close game. Right, K-Man?
Yeah. I believe they won by 9 points.
Okay.
And it was a great game for A.J. Storr. He had 30 points, which is a record for the Badgers in the Big Ten tournament.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Played a great game.
I believe you. That's awesome. So, and the other big win today, and we'll ask our next guest if he's been following this as well, is, say it along with me, Ben Chan. Nobody joined in?
Ben Chan.
Really? Ben Chan, there we go. Yeah, he won again. If he wins one more time on Jeopardy, he is the new champ.
Wow. One more time. Wow, that's great.
One more time. He's up 2-1. I think they've done 4. And I want to say he's up over the other 2. He's got to do one more. Basically, both of the other contestants would have to win twice to beat Ben. And he was in here the other day.
He's raising the roof.
He's smarter than me. At least when it comes to Jeopardy. I'm putting a challenge out there, Ben. Come on in and we'll do a math problem.
He was even good on the Oscars. Little Jeopardy thing.
Yeah, he was.
Gave him.
Oh, the guy knows everything. So that was very cool. Keep up the good work, Ben, and come back and tell us all about when you... he's going to have a lot of money when he comes back. And this is probably as good a time as any to tell him the next time he's on the show, there is a cover charge. So just prepare yourself for that, Ben. Okay, let's get back to the show, to the showbiz part of the show. This next guest, second time on Nightlight. I'm very excited to have him back, and it's my pleasure to welcome from the Grand Oshkosh, Joe Furlow. Joe, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. It's a Friday night, and you're spending part of it with me, so I am in your debt.
And I got to tell you, there was nothing more exciting in my Friday night than comparing Wordle to Nerdle to whatever. That was the geekiest segment that's ever preceded me that I've ever listened to.
Okay.
Way to go.
I seriously doubt that, Joe.
Yeah, listen. And the answer to your question is,
yeah,
I'm a Major League Baseball fan.
Okay.
But being a New Yorker, it comes in handy because I'm a Mets fan.
Okay.
Which means usually by about August, I don't have to watch anymore.
It kind of frees up your fall, huh?
So I can freeze up my fall,
I'm a Cub fan.
You know?
I got to do that for 108 years for a while. Of course, I haven't been alive for all of that, but
if I wasn't doing theater, I would have wanted to be a sports guy, a broadcaster. I'm sitting in my home office tonight with my 55,000 baseball cards.
Wow.
That I still have that I cataloged during the pandemic.
Nice.
And memorized the backs of them. That's my Jeopardy. Give me, I'll take 1960s and 69 to 1982 baseball for 1,000.
How many stolen bases did Lou Brock have in 1974?
That wasn't his 104 year. 118.
He's actually thinking about it. You know what? Let's go to the Google. I was kidding around. I knew that was his record. If you're right, 74. If it was 74.
I don't think it was 74. Someone will correct us. Someone will correct us.
Oh, that could be Lou Brock's 118 stolen bases in 1974 were by far his best single season mark. Get Ben Chan on the phone now, Conrad. We've got a challenger.
Sounds
That's
good.
Impressive, Joe. I think you were just throwing that out there, but
one category challenger. That's the problem.
How many stolen bases did Maury Wills have in 1966?
That'd be 104. Oh, but it was 1965, I think.
You know what's weird? On some level, I used to study baseball cards like crazy when I was a kid. That might have been in the back of my head, and that's why I said 1974, right? Sometimes you remember stuff.
It had to be.
Okay. Oh, you had 586 total.
It was 104, but the question was, I think it was 1965 or 64 even.
94 stolen bases in 65. Yeah, I don't know when he had. I do remember he had. You're right about that, 104. Because I think that's the record Lou Brock broke.
You know, here's the thing. Since we're in the geek part, just make sure I get to talk about the Four Phantoms. Did you know that? In the mid-60s, Maury Wills was banned from having a baseball card.
No kidding.
Yeah, you have early 60s cards, and then you don't see anything until he was almost washed up in the late 60s. And I don't know what it was. I think he had to sign contracts with Topps, and he wouldn't sign the contract or whatever, so they didn't print a card.
Nope.
It's a big deal.
Wow.
All right. That was my geek moment. You drew it out of me.
Listen.
104 was as high, though. It was earlier. It was 62, 63 or something.
No, you're definitely right about that. I couldn't tell you the year, but I do remember that.
Anyway.
Yeah. So this is pretty cool. So we talked about Wordle. Have you ever done Loodle?
I've done none of those word games.
Oh, okay.
None of them.
Well, you're probably better off. Loodle.
You got to hit me with the random trivia that no one else gives a hoot about.
That's where
I shine. I just shine.
Loodle.
That and remembering lines from shows I did 30 years ago.
Isn't that weird? Oh, you can't remember someone's name.
I can't remember
name.
What I had for breakfast.
Right.
Well, I could remember, they called me and said, you know, we're doing a production of Music Man, and so-and-so went down with laryngitis. Hi, I could be the oldest Harold Hill in history.
Here's every line of mine from The Boyfriend in 1974. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But like we were talking about Wordle. Wordle is fun. There's Worldle. There's Foodle. Loodle is just sex terms. And I thought, all right, I'm going to try this. Yeah. I'll probably crush it. And after like bulge, I couldn't think of any other words that would fit the Loodle. I was
they're all five letters, right?
There's a couple other ones I thought I don't want to say on the air,
that's
but
kind of limiting.
I'm not as
kind of limiting.
Yeah, it is. I'm not as educated on sex as I thought. Yeah,
you got to alter some spelling to hit that five letter thing
for sure. All right, so the Grand Oshkosh. You got a lot of cool stuff coming up, not just the Four Phantoms.
I do,
but in a way,
tonight's the calm before the storm because we've got this weekend the Lourdes Academy High School is in,
yeah,
and they're doing a production of Your Good Man Charlie Brown. They got a show going tonight. They got two shows tomorrow, and if you've never seen it before, it's a fun show. You know, it's all the key Peanuts characters.
Love
singing
it.
And dancing their way through. It's a great show. One of my favorites, actually. But for me, this is the calm before the storm because on Sunday, it all hits the fan. The biggest overall production I've ever presented, probably
really?
In my 40 years. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting. The Four Phantoms. So tell us about that.
So the Four Phantoms have been here before. There are four guys who combined have performed that role 6,000 times.
I saw that.
And they've done it
in
every major city. They've done it abroad. One of them learned German and sang the role in Germany. These guys are heavyweights.
Yeah.
And they've been touring with this show for a while now. I presented them. This will be my fifth time. Five times, plus I've seen them twice in New York. I probably know more about the show, seen the show as much as anyone. And yet this week will be completely new for me because out of all the places, they had a standing invite, mind you, to do what they're about to do in Las Vegas. But they chose the Grand and they chose Oshkosh. And this week when they perform, next weekend when they perform at the Grand, the cameras will be rolling and they'll be taping their public television special.
That's
crazy. In front of the live audience at Oshkosh. So what that requires, you know, that's cool all by itself, right?
Right.
There'll be next fall, there'll be coast to coast, a premiere of a PBS show from Oshkosh.
I love that. And that's national. That's not just PBS in Wisconsin.
It's national. It could be international because it's not just PBS, but it's American Public Television. So who knows who's going to see the Grand over this time. Right. And then there'll be a DVD. There'll be CDs. It's going to live for a long time, which is really, really cool. But to do the production You know, the show is Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. So it's just about a week away, right?
Okay.
But on Sunday, 2 days from now, we have to, when the Charlie Brown cast moves out, we have to completely strip the stage. The lights go, the sound gets pulled, the curtains go, everything goes, because it's all different for the show. They bring in on Monday a 55-foot, my stage is 30 by 30. They bring in, whoa, a 55-foot trailer full of lights and moving lights, lights for the hall to light the theater, different stage curtains, three backdrops, all of the sound, the music gear, the grand piano, the whole works comes in. And then on Tuesday, this 40-foot production vehicle from Milwaukee Public Television comes up, parks outside the Grand, and they plug in. And then for two days, they're doing not only rehearsing, but they're rehearsing the TV stuff. They've got, I think, five cameras. You know, the boom will be hanging out, and the guys running up and down the aisles like the Academy Awards, right? With the person behind them pulling the cables. It's absolutely insane.
So is this your doing? Did you have to like recruit them to do that here? Or did they? Yeah. Wow. I'm sure that was a chore.
Although I'll be honest with you, I would love to take credit for it. And certainly I needled them. You know, it's kind of like, remember in It's a Wonderful Life? Do you know the movie?
Yeah, sure.
So there's a scene in It's a Wonderful Life where Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed are on the phone with Donna Reed's boyfriend, who is Jimmy Stewart's buddy.
Right.
And he's rich, right? And he's trying to get Jimmy Stewart to invest. And he says, we're going to build this plant and blah, 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 blah. And Jimmy Stewart says, well, you know, I don't understand why you don't just do that in Bedford Falls, because you could do it for half the price, and we got the old factory and blah, blah, blah. That's kind of the way this worked, right? They'd be doing shows, and I knew they had Vegas lined up, right? Because one of the Phantoms had opened the Vegas Spectacular years ago. So I'm saying to them, I would just say, you know, that show would look great. Wouldn't it look great in this? You don't have to decorate a theater to look like an opera house. It's an 1880s opera house. And think the labor costs would be cheaper, and you could get the equipment. And sooner or later, over the years, I had a role in it, but they fell in love with the Grand. Man. They fell in love with Oshkosh.
So how many?
Every time they come in for 4 or 5 days, compared to, you know, this today, right now, literally right now, they're in North Carolina doing their last show before they fly to Oshkosh. So they're in a 1500, 1800 seat theater in North Carolina right now. They fly in the morning, they rehearse, they do the show, and they leave. But because the Grand is 500 seats, the deal I struck with them was, in order to get those numbers and those ticket sales, we had to do three shows.
Okay.
So instead, they would come in 5 days early. And because they were together earlier, they were having a good time, and they'd get along well. Because they were in town rehearsing, we'd send a Phantom or Christine off to work with school kids in the community.
Right.
And they kind of fell in love with hanging out in Oshkosh for a while.
That's so cool.
So that's a big part of the story, you know, is the theater. So
yeah.
I nudged them. Don't get me wrong. I annoyed them with saying, why don't you do it here?
Just take all the credit.
A partnership.
All the credit. That's what I think you should do. hey, when we come back, I want to ask you about Death of a Salesman and a few other things you got going on.
Absolutely.
There. My guest is Joe Furlow from the Grand Oshkosh. We'll be right back with more Nightlight and Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the center, WRCE.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
My guest is Joe Furlow. From the Oshkosh, from the Grand Oshkosh. We're talking about a show they have. This starts next week. It's the Four Phantoms. Andrew Lloyd Webber. Where can I do want to ask you about a couple other shows, Joe? Where can people get tickets for the Four Phantoms?
Are you know, while available? We were at commercial, I remembered how StreamYard works. And yeah. You notice under my name now, I've got our website up, so folks can
Perfect.
Find it. I can't. I don't have my glasses on, so I hope it says thegrandoshkosh.org. And that's where you can get tickets, and you can still for a little bit longer get tickets to the Four Phantoms, but they're going to go fast this week. As we get through the final push. You were talking about April. This is the kick of running the Grand Oshkosh, right? We talked about Charlie Brown with a high school musical.
Yeah.
And the Four Phantoms with these Four Phantoms 6,000 performances and PBS in town taping. Next month, April, this is what we got. I'll run through it fast because I'm looking at the clock on the wall. We got Death of a Salesman, that wonderful award-winning drama that's being done in early April by the Oshkosh Community Players. Then we have the Red Hot Chili Pipers Bagpipe Rock and Roll.
That's so great.
Bag Rock, they call it. It's nuts. Then we have a touring production of something called Assisted Living, the Musical. It's a musical in a retirement community. And so for my age and up, it's
You're
our
not
stuff.
That old. It's Come before, on.
It's the stories that grandma doesn't want to tell you. Then we've got the Garth Experience, a wonderful Garth Brooks tribute.
Yeah.
Then we've got Sex in the City, the super unauthorized musical parody of Sex in the City. Then we got that fabulous band Steam, Steve March Torme yeah. and Michael Bailey from. And then we've got a country tribute called the Rhinestone Cowgirls.
How can I get front row seats for that one?
I'm telling you what, you've seen the promo, right?
I just thought they looked amazing.
It's going to be incredible. Okay. And then before the month's over, we have Eaglemania. The world's greatest Eagles tribute.
Yeah.
We got Mutts Gone Nuts, dogs on stage. And then we got a family magic show, The Amazing Max. That's all in April.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
All over the place. The idea of doing what I do is you want to have a schedule where you're not going to want to see everything, Pete, but my God, there's got to be something in that. Right?
Do you guys Once offer like season passes or something or year-long passes? Because that's a lot
of
stuff.
Season passes aren't as practical as they used to be. Hmm. But there are just because people don't want to plan that far in advance.
Oh, right.
But we're finding more and more ways to do discounts, more and more ways to bring people in the door. Some of our sponsors' workplaces are going to have discounts. And the idea is if you can find one thing out of a month that you would go see, then I win, right? I don't expect you to come. I wouldn't go see everything. But there's that one show a month, right? It's the Four Phantoms and the Rhinestone Cowgirls for you.
Yeah.
It might be the much drawn nuts for somebody else, and it might be Death of a Salesman for someone else.
Listen,
as long as I, you know, there are only 500 seats. It's like being in the living room.
Yeah. I think what we need to do here, Joe, is get, you got the Oshkosh Community Players doing Death of a Salesman. You got the high school broadcast of Charlie Brown. And I saw that the Oshkosh Community Players are doing something else. Send a few of them up here. I would love for them to give a, like a teaser online and act out a scene or something.
I would love to connect you. And keep in mind with StreamYard, we couldn't do it right now because they're performing. But we could appear and we could put one of the artists on with us who's absolutely coming to town.
You that know, would be
maybe
great.
Maybe next time I can get a Rhinestone Cowgirl, Pete.
Listen, I am a married man. But who doesn't love rhinestones? Yeah, anybody you can think of, dude. I would love to have.
Listen, I know I could get you the Amazing Max. So either way, you know.
I see you have the Chicago tribute, or the it's called Alive Again, a tribute to Chicago, the band. Yes. When will they focus more on like Terry Kath, Chicago, or the later Peter Cetera, or do they mix it up? I'm sure that's going to be a fun show.
I don't know this particular tribute act. But typically a Chicago tribute act, unless they say otherwise, they focus on the whole catalog.
The whole thing. Okay. Oh, that you sounds, know, I bet
why
that's
would
a
you
fun
not,
show.
There's too much in the Peter Cetera era to ignore if you're going to be a Chicago tribute, right?
And it's so different. The fact that they had the success they did with both renditions of the band is incredible to me.
Right. A long and varied and successful career without a doubt.
Absolutely. All right, so we got a couple minutes left, Joe. The Haunting of House. Oh, that's it. That's the Oshkosh Community Players, too. The Haunting of Hill House. Your theater has a bit of a haunted history you talked about last time. Have there been any strange happenings since then? And tell us a little bit about the Haunting of Hill House.
They haven't come in yet. I'm a little sad that they're not doing it in October.
Yeah.
Because that's when we do 31 Days of Haunted Happenings.
Okay.
But that's kind of great that they've taken it out of, you know, that could be my preview. I can promote October all through their show and we'll work together on it. So, I think it's great. I mean, where else are you going to get community theater and high school kids and the Four Phantoms?
It's a great mix. Absolutely.
I love my work. I hope it shows.
Yeah, you do. It's great for the community. It's more or less, I mean, with theater and the arts and culture, and we talk about this a lot on this show, to have that in Oshkosh, an opera house where you do this cool stuff is so great, Joe.
You know, here's the thing, too. People, we've gotten away from it. I'm trying to be cognizant of your time, but there's nothing like live theater. You never know what's going to happen. Anything can happen.
Yes.
And no two performances are the same. And, you know, we got these four guys who are doing the performance of their careers, right? With the cameras rolling. Who knows what it's going to be? And that energy is nuts. And when you leave, if I've done my job right, you look at the person next to you, you say, geez, wouldn't it have been a shame if we'd missed that?
Yeah, no.
Because you're never going to see it again. Quite the same.
Absolutely.
That's why you need to keep going to live shows, whether it's here, whether it's in Green Bay, whether it's in Appleton, whether it's in Green Lake, whether it's in Manitowoc or Sheboygan. You got to go support the live thing. We got to keep this art form going in all of our cities.
Totally agree. Joe,
by the way, if you want to come down from Green Bay for us, that'd be all right too.
Oh, that'd be fun too. Yeah. Listen, I don't know what they pay you, but it's not enough. You're great at your job, buddy. Thank you so much.
Did you get that recorded?
Conrad, take a memo. All right, buddy. Let's do it again soon. We'll talk soon, buddy. Clip. Have a great night.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Joe.
It's a pleasure.
Anytime, bud. All right. That's Joe Furlow from the Grand Oshkosh. Some great stuff happening there. Check it out. Really fun shows. We are going from live theater to live theater, if that makes sense. But we're going to pivot to wrestling. Yes, that's right. Pro wrestling. And we'll read your text when we come back. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. No matter how I try.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's UWBadgers.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.